Yeah, thanks, Abe. And Garth, he's right. It starts tomorrow. So how do you feel on transfer window eve? Is it relief that the window is open and now you can go out and address some of the needs of this team? Or is it a different feeling than relief?
Now, look, we were able to go out and make some transactions to free up some resources to allow us now to go get the best possible players we can in the next 4 weeks. I think the bad news is out of the way. We had to open up those DP spots. We've done that. We now given ourselves the best possible chance to get the best players and get them in this window. So that's what we're going to do. We are not going to do stupid things that endanger our future, but we are going to go out there and we're going to spend. And again, with the war chest that we've assembled, you know, there will be no ceiling in terms of resources that are provided in terms of the players we're going to try to go get.
When you enter into this, and I know you've already been in it, but now that things open up tomorrow, are you finding over your time in the league that the caliber of player and maybe the amount of interest that you get from agents, from clubs, in offering their players, do you feel like that has changed a lot over time?
It evolves as the league gets better. I mean, on a really basic level, right? And I have no doubt that Messi's signing with the league has made the league more visible to more good players. The World Cup coming here has made us more visible to more good players. The Copa America, for all the nonsense off the field, the play on the field was pretty good. It was pretty compelling, pretty entertaining, a lot of good players in that tournament. And again, the world is watching when those games get played. So I think stuff like that really helps us. I think when you see Mercedes-Benz Stadium broadcast all over the world, you know, for Argentina's opening game, and there's 70 plus thousand people here, followed by, you know, in the 50s for the U.S. men, you know, that is a pretty good showcase of our building, of our audience, of our crowd, of our fan base, and so we're really proud of that, and I think that's going to help us attract good players.
I want to go back in general to how this transfer window is going to look and maybe some of the logistics. And I know one of the big concerns that comes up every year when a transfer window opens is you can identify a player, but you still have to go through the whole process of visas and getting them to relocate and getting them into the country and into the facility and medicals and all of that. So realistically, Pedro Amador, we know, is here, reportedly has been training with Atlanta United, so I would imagine we'll see him sooner rather than later. But just how long do you think it could potentially take for players that you could acquire in this window to actually be seen on the pitch?
Yeah, so, I mean, Pedro's a great case in point, right? Because we knew there was interest in Caleb Wiley, and we wanted to have a backup plan in place, and so we were able to identify him 2 months ago now, really,
right?
And get all the visa stuff done, and then he's eligible to play, not tonight, but for the first time on Saturday, and hopefully he'll be able to play a role in that match. So we're excited about Pedro. In terms of the bigger picture, we are looking at this window and saying, hey, we have the number. Sorry, I'm not being very articulate. The number one priority is making the playoffs. We have not said goodbye to the season in any way, shape, or form. We're 2 points out of the last the play-in place right now. That's number one goal for the team. Secondary goal is to have a successful Leagues Cup. But when you take that number one goal and you say number one goal is to make the playoffs, the next league game we have after the Columbus game on July 20 is on August 24.
Right.
And I think it's desperately important that we not rush these signings, but that we get them right. Would we like them to be here for the Leagues Cup? Absolutely, yes. That would be awesome. But what's critically, vitally important is that they're here ahead of that game. And if you think of the timing of that, the window closes on August 14, mm-hmm. right? So even if we had to sign on the last day or in the last week, and you build in, say, 2 weeks for visas and travel and things like that, then at least on paper, that player is eligible for the LA Galaxy game on August 24th. And so I think that's certainly our ambition. And again, if we can do it faster than that, that's great.
So if that's the case, you'd be looking at ideally 9 league games, and that's knock on wood, with good health and everything working out from a visa standpoint. And 9 league games is almost one-third of the entire schedule. That would be enough time to potentially get up the table and maybe get back into a playoff.
And that's the aspiration. And look, part of what we're trying to identify is we are going to try to sign the best player available. But within that, we're trying to avoid the 35-year-old that might come in and be good for a year or make a big splash or a big impression. We want someone who is going to be able to play all the time, hopefully prime age player, 24 to 29, and someone who is going to be able to be here for a longer period of time. We want to evolve past buy, develop, sell. We're still going to sell players. We just sold Caleb Wiley. We're still going to develop players, to be clear. But the purpose of buying players will be to win games. And to win games, to win championships. That is the primary objective that comes from ownership. You know, Arthur Blank told me when he hired me, I've got the transfer record. He's now got it times two. I want to win MLS Cups. He's got one of them. We're going to try to bring him a second one.
One other thing that a lot of people ask me about is the rules around the league. And we know they evolve every window at times. You know, is there anything that's going to change in this window that adds more flexibility, or is it still kind of in process?
So we got a memo today saying that there'll be rule changes effective tomorrow. So we have a call tomorrow to go through those.
Did the memo say what the changes were?
Yes.
Okay.
It did.
All right.
Now, I am not at liberty to disclose
I just want to make sure. Yes. Like, oh, surprise, tomorrow.
Were there any surprises in the memo?
And to be clear, we had been, the topics had been floated. We've been given some parameters.
Yes. All right.
Now, when they wrote them down, to no one's surprise, they didn't look exactly like what had been discussed before, but that's okay. We're very flexible here. The big picture things are we have $50 million to spend on players. We're going to invest as much of that as we can in an intelligent manner. We hope over the next 2 to 3 windows that we will free up not just 2 DP spots, but 3 DP spots in terms of how we're able to do that. And we believe that those rule changes will allow us to accommodate that. We don't know that yet. So that's why we say we got 2 free. We're going to replace 2.
Yeah.
With the new rules, we might be able to make it 3 for 3. One of the significant changes, if it's approved, if it goes through, would be that from a homegrown player transfer, you can take significantly more money than you could. And sorry, to be clear, it's not only homegrowns, but from a non-designated player transfer, you can take dramatically more. Potentially as much as 30% of the salary cap more.
Wow.
And so, you know, provided. And so, again, working for Arthur Blank, some owners might say, man, that's a lot of money. I don't want that to just go to the cap. I want to get reimbursed for my investment in the academy. Mm-hmm. And Arthur says the opposite. He says, take that money, plow it back into putting the best team you can on the field.
I'm only asking you this question because we get asked by our listeners to ask you this. In the coaching search right now, I think Jason and I would agree that Rob has done an excellent job with what he has to work with at this point, but are there any new developments as far as that is concerned?
Yeah, look, from a timing standpoint, the next 4 weeks are the most critical, maybe the most critical 4 weeks since I've been here in terms of player acquisition, so we're going to be focused in that space. And that allows us then, even with that timing, then to spend September and October really doing a deep dive from a coaching perspective. And as we said, Rob will be part of that search. So, again, we're in the midst right now of 7 games in 22 days. Mm-hmm. Doing evaluations of coaches within that time frame makes zero sense. So you have to go and get through stretches of games, and then you go back and you look at it. And again, part of the job is to help Rob, right? He's still a young coach, right? So we want to go and say, all right, can we improve this or that? So we'll do that. We'll work with him, you know, through the end of the season, most likely, you know, absent some catastrophic outcome. And then we'll look to reset for 2025. And that also lines up with the coaching candidates that we've spoken with so far. Almost all of them want to start next year, meaning they want to start with a preseason, with a chance to put in a system, with a chance to work with the players and not just drop in the middle and say, okay, you got 2 days, work on some set pieces, away you go. So it's all pretty much aligned there. And then, again, hopefully we can get into the playoffs with this group, and adding a couple pieces in the summer transfer window. And hopefully those players in the transfer window are going to be of such a level, at least relative to other MLS signings, that anyone is going to come in here and say, hey, I can't wait to work with so-and-so.
I think we're very eager to see what's about to happen. And we look forward to hopefully maybe hearing a little bit more from you, at least on the new rules, on Saturday when you're back with us.
That's right. Hey, it won't be long now. We might be able to. They might even publish them. You know, and then,
and then I don't know about that one.
Yeah, and then you can read them, and then he can ask me questions about them.
Just remember,
we'll see.
You heard about it here first. Garth, thank you. Back to you, Abe.